All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
After two White House staffers resign while denying domestic abuse allegations, President Trump tweets, men who are accused are having their lives shattered.
17-year-old snowboarder Red Gerard struck gold in the slope-style event.
It was really wild to me that I got first place.
Frontier Airlines jet was diverted to Oklahoma City because of what's being described as an abundance of caution after a suspicious device was found.
Helicopter crash in the Grand Canyon.
Police say a man with a knife randomly attacked people at a busy shopping mall in Beijing.
In Russia, investigators say they've recovered the black box from the plane that crashed moments after takeoff.
Two Westerville, Ohio police officers were shot to death while responding to a 911 call.
Police are calling it a murder-suicide, the shooting deaths of five family members in eastern Kentucky.
Benjamin Netanyahu showing no regrets about launching airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone entered Israeli airspace.
We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
50 Shades Free, earning close to $39 million in its debut weekend at the box office.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out, right? 272-9228. So if you're a first-time caller, let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card, Fresh Market. Cannot go wrong with that. Also, if you're just a general caller, has to be put in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that Byron absolutely loved. I think I'm going to head down there today and get that corn and black bean salsa for some fajitas and do some chicken fajitas tonight. Also, I want to remind folks about Mr. Electric of Montgomery. This is my good friend Dan Black. I've known Dan for a long, long time. And if you need electrical work done at your home, you need to call Mr. Electric. These guys are great. I hear nothing but success stories about them. Nothing but how great they are. Nothing about how courteous they are. They are always helping people out. So let's say you need some lights out in your walkway, or you need to brighten up that area where you park your car to make sure people aren't getting in there and trying to break into your car. Maybe you need more lighting in the kitchen because you, like me, are getting a little bit older and my eyesight is not what it used to be, and I need light. I need bright light. Well, you call Mr. Electric, 269-8886, 269-8886. Tell the lady who answers the phone, you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They love to hear that. Well, we've got on the phone Lori White, our good friend. Hey, Lori.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Long time no talk to unless I bump into you at Vintage Year or something.
I know. Well, I have got some very exciting news for Montgomery.
Great.
Yes, we have just had the first charter school to be approved to start this fall in Montgomery.
Wow. Do you know any details about where is it going to be? And
I know a lot of details. We're not exactly certain on the spot yet, so I want to keep that one. It'll be somewhere downtown, we hope, at
okay.
this point. The details is going to be a K-5 program to start, and then we're going to add a year every year after that, and hopefully in 3 years start high school as well. We're going to take 96 students in the kindergarten and move up from there, and we'll have K-5 the first year. LEAD Academy is the education nonprofit foundation that we started in order to get this done. And we're just so excited, we don't know what to do.
I bet. Tell me what the concept of the school is. Why is it going to be different than your normal government school?
Well, a charter school is a public school, first of all. Let me just educate your audience a little bit. It is a public school. There will be no requirement to get in. It's going to be an application process, but there's not going to be like the magnet to where you have to have something, some sort of requirement to get in, basically first come, hopefully first serve. But we're hoping for a lot of applications, and if that happens, we will do a straight lottery. So anybody can apply in the county, actually in the state, but the county gets preference, to be honest. It's going to be different in that a charter school is not under the control of the Montgomery County Board of Education. It's mm-hmm. under its own organizational control, but the charter commission has ultimate control. The state charter commission has ultimate control over the charters. They have a contract that we get into with the state charter commission that we have to uphold. And in order, as Logan Searcy this morning said during our hearing, in order for a charter school to have more flexibility, it has more accountability. It's an excellent way to put it. And basically, a charter school has more flexibility in how they teach, but there's more accountability to the state and to the parents and the students as to what they get and their achievement records and things like that.
That's excellent that it's not under the control of the Montgomery Public School Board. Do you get help from what used to be the Montgomery County Central Office?
No, we won't get any. We will have absolutely nothing to do with the school system.
Yay!
We'll be our own system, and it's obviously going to be a small system. But we're going to. It's a choice. It's finally giving Montgomery County students and parents a choice in where they go for education. You don't have to move to. Hopefully, you don't have to move to Auburn or Pike Road or anywhere, or put your child in private school. You know, this is a choice for those people to whom those options were not available. We're very excited.
Where do you find teachers for this?
We'll be putting out on the state website for teachers to apply if they'd like to apply. We've already had teachers inquiring as to applications and that sort of thing. Our first goal is to look for a principal, and that'll be on the state website application as well. And we're hopefully going to get a lot out of the community. Our management organization has some options to bring in from out of state if needed, and we're waiting to see who wants to apply.
In looking at this, I'm going to ask the question as politely and generally as possible. Are there any racial considerations in who is chosen?
For the school? For the students?
No,
not at all. We hope it's a representation of our county. We do. We hope to attract people from all races, all ethnicity.
Are there any additional expenses that the students would bear because it's a charter school?
No, it's a public school. We will probably have uniforms, the typical things that you would get in a public school that you have to pay for.
Laura, this is very exciting.
Very exciting, Dan. It is a chance to make a difference in Montgomery.
It really is. I'm excited for you, Laurie. What was your role in getting this application?
Well, Charlotte Meadows contacted me and two other people last year, actually, and said, would y'all like to form an organization we've had some interest from charter management organizations asking if we wanted to start a charter school, and we became the board of LEAD Education Foundation, and our school is going to be called LEAD Academy. Unless, of course, someone wants to just buy us a building, we'll name it whatever it is. We'll just throw that out there. Anybody willing to buy a building, you just call me up. But my role at this point is that we have worked hard as a board to get the application in and support it and go to bat for it, and we're going to continue to do that for the students.
Well, and for the audience, Laurie White is an old friend. She is a physician, and she ran for school board in the 7th District, which is my mother's old seat, and did not win, but she has been a champion for education in Montgomery for a long, long time.
Well, we're very hopeful that this will start the process of some choices in Montgomery and put all of Montgomery in a hopeful situation that things can improve, because we know they can. There's so much room for improvement, and the kids are, they deserve it, and we're hopefully going to provide some choice.
Laurie, thank you so much for calling in. Again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Look for Lead Academy on Facebook. Thanks.
Tell Penn I said hi.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
News Talk. I like that. I'm excited about that. And I can kind of get the gist of how this thing's going to probably play out. It's, I think this is a really good opportunity for somebody to get a good education here under this charter school.
Yeah, it feels like things are, especially with Dr. Richardson, just feels like there's a lot of different things coming together that present opportunity here, not just the next year ahead, but next few years ahead.
Yep, because Dr. Richardson is not playing around, as I would say. News on 93.1 FM. Let me continue here. We went through the Schiff memo, but let me do this. Nunes is going to be the bow that's going to wrap the package up here. Let's go to Dan Bongino, and he's going to be talking about Adam Schiff and the memo.
What they did is they said, look, you need to make some redactions and some technical corrections here, and we will get it out right away. Now, from that point, we've heard nothing but crickets. If they really wanted to get it out, they'd be down there all day yesterday, redacting it, getting it back over to the White House so that the public could know what's in it.
In terms of this, let's just talk about why that second memo isn't out. This is playing out exactly like the president said. They were going to put this forward. It was going to be unreleasable. And then they're going to say the president's covering up. This is predictable.
It's always predictable with them, with the Democrats, and it just shows to show their devious side. I mean, listen, for as much as I disagree with the Democrats and their ideology and everything they do in this case, which has been downright evil in the whole fabrication of the Russian narrative, you almost have to respect their deviousness. They're tactically brilliant. Put information in there that they know can't get out on sources and methods, in their memo, that is. Give it to the president, knowing he can't release that memo, and then come back and say immediately, as if on cue, oh, look, the president's hiding something. I mean, it's really deranged, but this is what they do.
And exactly what they do. That's what the strategy is. So Dan Bongino is going to be now talking about this one, this little nugget. You got to go and then find a little nugget out there on Brennan. And Brennan may have some problemos here because of his testimony to Congress.
Well, there's a possibility that Devin Nunes' next target could be former CIA top guy John Brennan. Paul Sperry, the investigative reporter, did a report that apparently he's looking into whether or not Mr. Brennan perjured himself, because they were talking about in public testimony. He said he was asked about, did this dossier play anything? Did that factor in? No, it didn't. Do you know who commissioned the dossier? No, even though everybody at the FBI and the DOJ apparently did. He could be in trouble.
Yeah, Steve, my sources on this are telling me John Brennan is in a world of trouble right now. And let me just walk you through a quick timeline to tell you why.
Okay.
Back in August of 2016, he gives a private briefing to Senator Harry Reid, Democrat, of course. He gives that briefing to Reid. Reid then fires off a letter to the FBI. And in that letter is information that clearly came from the dossier. Now, clearly then at that point, Brennan was aware of the dossier because he told Reid. Mm-hmm. Now, it's fascinating because in May of this year, of 2017, under oath, by the way, up on the Hill, Brennan says, oh, I didn't know who commissioned the dossier, which is amazing. Because the CIA has a central role in the verification of foreign assets and information we get from foreign assets. It is not plausibly deniable that John Brennan did not know who commissioned that dossier. He is in a world of trouble because he raised his right hand and he said the exact opposite.
Uh-oh. Hate it when that happens.
Yeah, this is only getting more and more interesting. I mean, there's a big part of me, based on what Trey Gowdy said in the clip we played last hour, of, you know, you say X, the other team says Y, so people just throw their hands up. And in many ways, I've thrown my hands up. But as I watch the drip, 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 it's becoming more interesting than he said, they said, she said, we all said. I mean, it's more interesting than that.
Well, and what happens is as somebody gets closer, then they throw out the, you're trying to stop the Mueller investigation.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. And that's just, then they throw out, you're criticizing all FBI men and women. No, you're not. You're talking about a very select group of people.
Well, I feel like that's very easy to brand Nunes in that way, just because of Nunes working on the Trump and transition Trump. And Trump that way. But when you take a golden boy of the media, Lindsey Graham, and you have him drafting this memo with Grassley, I think that is what's making people even more nervous.
And this thing has several layers to it. You got the memo, which is kind of getting into the Steele dossier. There are now four different dossiers. Four. Mm. We had talked about the Crowder one, and we've got the Steele, but there are two others that are there. So let me do this. Let's play Dan Bongino. Well, let's do this. Let me go to a break and come back and play, because here's where he's going to be talking about Brennan, Clapper, and transcripts. We'll be right back.
We talk about it every day. Seems your love don't want to come out. I've been wrong so long and played little games. Just can't believe I could ever change. But I will for you and me. You see, just let our love grow naturally. My words go round and round and upside.
The Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy, using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the River Region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale. Come to AutoSave Tire February 23rd, 24th, and 26th for your tires. All sizes, all brands, all tires on sale. We have special pricing from our vendors for this sale only. Also sell prices on alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, tune-ups, maintenance services, and more. Do not miss this sale. Three locations for 3 days. Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville, February 23rd, 24th, and 26th. AutoSave Tire's annual warehouse sale. Do not miss this sale. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Check out our website, autosavetires.net.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Phones before we get into the last part here, particularly on the transcript. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan and Joey.
How are you, my man?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. You know, listening to Schiff and all these other folks like Democrats, you know, they're just so blame convoluted and just crooked as a question mark. You couldn't get a straight answer from them. If your life depended on it. Goes all the way back to depends on what the meaning of is then.
Yep.
With Bill Clinton. And what's her name? Former Chief of Staff for Obama. Can't remember her name.
Go ahead.
Not always constantly just coming up with some nuance way of saying something, you know, and it reminds me of exactly what they're looking into with this whole dossier. Think about how convoluted this is. The Democrats had to cook up a plan. They had to then go and arrange for information regarding that cooked up plan to get to this former MI6 agent Steele, and then they had to get on the front side of Steele and receive that information, and then on top of that they had to deliver it to some media outlets in order to try to give it some credibility. So they sold the information, they bought that information, and then they went and marketed it again. It's just like I said, it's just so... Who thinks like this, Dan?
People who want to politicize the Department of Justice and the FBI and probably other intelligence agencies and other departments.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think that crookedly, okay? It takes a rare skill to be able to pin these folks down. And it looks like it's finally coming, you know, to pass on some things. I sure hope so. And I don't know. What do you think? What do you think is the next thing that's going to happen? That's really, well, let's put it this way. When are some of the people in the news media going to finally acknowledge, look, we've been wrong about a few things? Or can we ever look forward to such a day?
I tell you, the day that that's going to happen is the day that somebody with Department of Justice or the FBI in an official capacity, possibly the Inspector General, says, this is what our investigation has shown, period. And we're turning it over to a grand jury. And then they don't say anything to the grand jury indicts, then it's going to, then the media will change completely on this.
Well, I'm heartened by what you say, because I thought you were fixing to say the day that hell freezes over.
No.
But you think they actually will go ahead in some cases and, you know, come to terms with facts. So that's good. I hope that's true. But anyway, all right, guys, just interested listening to everything that's going on.
I appreciate you, Papa B. You have a great day.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
Okay, let's go back to Dan Bongino, and he's going to talk about Brennan, Clapper, and the transcripts.
This is nobody angrier last week at Devin Nunes and John Brennan on CNN last week. He was crazed.
Well, you'd be crazed, too, if you find out you may be guilty of perjury because they're investigating you for lying up on Capitol Hill under oath.
What about other intelligence officials that were in those positions during President Obama and during all of this happening?
Yeah, well, Jim Clapper, of course, the ODNI head office, the director of national intelligence, is knee-deep in this as well. Here's the problem, Ainsley. They can't get their story straight. When they go on TV, they say, oh, the dossier had nothing to do with it. And then you find out later on that contents of the dossier made it into the presidential daily brief onto Barack Obama's desk. What was it? Was the dossier salacious and unverified and not credible? Or was it credible enough to brief the president on and start the most significant counterintelligence mm-hmm. investigation in U.S. history? Which story is sure. right? They can't even figure it out.
We need to find those, get those transcripts.
So, Dan, ultimately, people like Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, is he doing his best to keep all this from coming out, or is he just playing the loyal opposition?
Adam Schiff is a snake. He's the biggest fraud on Capitol Hill right now. Adam Schiff is doing the Democrats' dirty work in trying to cover up. Here's the problem, Steve. I don't know how to say this any more candidly. The Obama team spied on the Trump team. The liberals have married themselves to years to this facade that they're civil liberties advocates. That's gone now. That is completely gone. They will be police state advocates from this point on when the public learns the true story of the extent of the Obama team spying on the Trump team, and it will decimate the liberal brand forever. And Schiff's the one who's been sent out there to lie and deceive in order to try and save this. But they can't, because remember, guys, there are court transcripts. The Democrats can't run from this. There's no plausible deniability.
They're court transcripts. And they've asked for the transcripts.
Right.
Because we're going to pick that up in the Nunes interview. And that is going to be really damning. Now, remember, we've had a lot of situations where we've had actual information and evidence that have been destroyed and or lost. Think about the Hillary Clinton emails. Think about the Lois Lerner emails and things. Completely vanished, completely gone. The FISA Corps better have this stuff, and they better get their hands on it, better get their hands on it really quickly, because you got to remember, you're dealing with people in the intel community that you're about to out with the transcript. And what would it be worth for somebody to get rid of that transcript? That is something to think about. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
You say that it's over, baby. You say that it's over now. But still you hang around. Now come on. Won't you?
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know that I need a man, but when I ask you to, you just tell me that maybe you can. Please don't you do it to me, babe, no. Please don't you do it to me, babe. You just take the love I offer, put it in.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan, arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump's daughter-in-law hospitalized this morning as a precaution after opening a suspicious letter containing an unknown substance. The letter was mailed to Donald Trump Jr. at his Manhattan apartment. That substance determined to be harmless. President Trump unveiling his $200 billion infrastructure plan today.
We're trying to build roads and bridges and fix bridges that are falling down.
Much of that plan requires heavy state and local contributions for funding. The president also discussing DACA, the program which protects illegal immigrants brought into the country illegally as children.
If the Democrats want to make a deal, it's really up to them. Because we want really tremendous border security, but we have to have Democrat support for DACA.
The Senate today is scheduled to begin debate on immigration issues, including DACA. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a cloudy, gray Monday. Maybe a few spotty showers around through midday. Otherwise, look for high temperatures right around the 60-degree mark today. Kind of holding steady. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. A small risk of showers, widely scattered. Tonight's low 56, tomorrow's high 71. Wednesday and Thursday, slight chance of showers. Very spring-like with a high of 71 Wednesday, 74 Thursday, and still in the low 70s Friday with a small rain chance. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet. It's the only weather app you really need. It's got everything on it. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, interactive radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, stock market's up 507 points. Closing that substantially above 24,000 would be a good thing. The next point will be 25,000 on the Dow. That's when all the programs kicked in. Let's now move into Nunes and his interview. I wish these other places would bring Nunes in here. Nunes, when you listen to him, he's very focused, and you can tell he's being painfully accurate with things, but what you do is you see him on Fox. This is Maria Bartiromo. Is that right? Bartiromo? And she is the only one I saw that did an interview with him. But let's listen to Nunes on the Democrat memo.
Let me kick it off with that and the fact that the White House has denied the request to release Adam Schiff's memo. What can you tell us about that memo? You've seen it. What do we need to understand about this?
First off, this was not a surprise. So this was after they had accused the Republicans of putting sources and methods into our memo. We actually did not. We just put in what we thought the American people needed to know. It was clear from the development of the Democratic memo from the very beginning that they packed it full of sources and methods. Now, for the viewers out there, what are sources and methods? We don't want to give up the way that our intelligence committee recruits sources, the methods that they may use to recruit sources. So these are things that don't need to be made public. However, the Democrats knew this. They packed their memo full of sources and methods. Now, on Friday night, we received a letter back from the White House. The White House did not deny the release of the Democrats' memo. What they did is they said, look, you need to make some redactions and some technical corrections here, and we will get it out right away. Now, from that point, we've heard nothing but crickets. The Democrats have been on TV all weekend long. Their memo is sitting at the House Intelligence Committee down at the bottom of the Capitol, waiting to be redacted. If they really wanted to get it out, they'd be down there all day yesterday, redacting it, getting it back over to the White House so that the public could know what's in it.
So this is
nothing but politics.
And bingo, that's exactly right. It's nothing but politics. He laid out the case. He just talked full of means and methods, and They did it, as we showed from Trey Gowdy from last Tuesday, said, this is what's going to happen. This is their game plan. He outed them then. Now, notice that what Schiff does is Schiff will get in and call the Republican memo a lie and call Nunes a lie, but you'll never hear the rebuttal from Nunes on that thing. I noticed that was a tremendous pattern that I was watching this as I see this thing unfold. Adam Schiff steps out there, they're going to cover him. They're going to cover him and take every word he says. So now I'm going to get back into the memo and why they did it.
Within the Democratic memo, there was no rejection of the point of your memo, which was, bottom line, the FBI used government resources to spy on a political enemy.
Well, right. We actually want the Democratic memo out. We think it's ridiculous on the face of it. We think it's very political about how they attack myself. They attack Chairman Gowdy. They turn Carter Page into some super secret Russian spy. They talk about how Christopher Steele is a really, really good source when we know that he lied to the FBI. So we want this out. We don't know why they're not in this weekend redacting it so that we can get it back to the White House so the president can declassify it.
Right. But they did not deny the omission of information that has taken place here. Basically, FBI goes to the FISA
right.
court and presents this so-called dossier of unverified information about Donald Trump during an election. And they do not tell the FISA court that the dossier was actually paid for by Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, that's the crux of our argument. Why are we going through all this? Well, phase one of our investigation was to look at the FISA abuse. So we very simply said, look, the court didn't know that the Democrats paid for this. Now, remember, this is an investigation into the other campaign. I would think a judge would need to know that. They also omitted the fact, after they discovered that Christopher Steele went and talked to multiple media outlets and that they had used some of those media outlets, some of the stories to cooperate the dossier, you would think somehow someone somewhere would say, hey, we better go tell the FISA court this. They didn't do it the first time. They didn't do it the second time. They didn't do it the third time. In fact, they didn't even do it the fourth time. So a full year, they were spying on an American citizen who was affiliated with the Trump campaign, and the court didn't know any of that for four times in a row.
Okay. So, again, he's laying out the case. Now, here is something that we had kind of thought could be happening, but when I listen to Nunes say this, and let's think of it this way. So Carter Page goes in and they get a FISA warrant on him. But what they're really doing is they're using him as the method to get to all these other people. And we're going to anybody that has had contact with Carter Page, then that person would be subject to say, well, we need to go to Joey or to Dan or Donald Trump Jr. or Paul Manafort, and we need to listen to all these other, see these emails, listen to all these other calls. And it possibly could include Congress. This is big, boys and girls. This is big.
In terms of their surveillance, did they also capture Steve Bannon and other people within the Trump campaign?
Well, look, I mean, we know that Carter Page, we know now because it's been declassified, we know that anyone who was talking to Carter Page was likely picked up by authorities. Now, that would include, remember, Carter Page has been a suspect of Congress. We have interviewed him. I think the Senate has interviewed him. So this is scary stuff, right? I mean, this would mean that they would have congressional communications from the our branch of government. They would have anybody that he was talking to in the White House. And look, let's just, you know, Carter Page is an interesting individual, okay? But he also was a guy who cooperated with the FBI back in 2013. They used him in a court case to say the Russians actually didn't even want to recruit Carter Page. But look, I don't agree with Carter Page on very much, but the guy shouldn't have his emails or phone calls listened to and eavesdropped into.
Give us the new information that you're seeking. You have asked the FISA court for what? What are you seeking now, Congressman?
Well, one of the things this past week that we sent a letter to the FISA court asking for the transcripts of the four appearances before the FISA court. So as the FISA court approved the warrant, we want to know what transpired. So we sent a letter to the court this week asking for those transcripts so that we can make either, at least we can have those in a classified setting, and if there's anything we would need to make public or need to make other members of Congress aware, we would.
This is going to be the biggest part, and I'm not sure. I know they're going to try to do something, but what are the Dems going to do to stop that? Unless somebody goes and petitions the court and says not to release it because it has some damaging aspect to it. But if the Trump administration is controlling DOJ and the FBI now, that shouldn't happen. And I'm not sure who would have standing to be able to try to do that. But I'm telling you something, boys and girls, they're going to try something. Because think about it. If they're sitting there and they ask a question, judge asks a question, so where did you get this information? And they do not answer that forthrightly, or they deceive that judge. You're talking about something really serious. Who is the person who went to the, who did it? Who presented it? Was it possibly Lisa Page? Was Strzok, who is number two in counterintelligence, was he there? I mean, that's, and so you're sitting there on the other side, and you're kind of going, damn, they get that transcript, we're cooked. So what do they do to try to stop that? And where is the transcript? Boy, I hope that somebody's doing their job at DOJ. I hope somebody's doing their job at FBI. Okay, now he's going to be asked about the Grassley-Graham memo and the potential of felonies.
People want to know where this is all leading, Congressman. Now, I want to ask you about the Graham-Grassley memo, because that memo from Lindsey Graham and Chuck Grassley, that memo confirms everything basically in your memo, but it also recommends charges. Tell us about those charges that this memo is recommending, charges against the British spy Christopher Steele.
Yeah, so it's pretty clear. The good thing about the Grassley-Graham memo, not only is it was actually a letter, it was a criminal referral to justice. It was written before our memo was put together. So essentially what it does is it corroborates what we had said, and it goes further than that, and it really points out how Christopher Steele lied to the FBI. So it is a clear-cut case. Christopher Steele lied to the FBI. And I can't for the life of me know, when you have the House who said that, hey, this guy lied to the FBI, and you have the Senate who said this guy lied to the FBI, Christopher Steele, what is the Justice Department doing? Where is the prosecution of Christopher Steele? This is a slam dunk case. They have all the documents. And this is what makes people really wonder about having confidence that the DOJ and FBI are playing this straight up.
That's right.
If they're playing it straight up, they would have immediately went after, once they were notified by Congress, hey, Christopher Steele lied to you, they would bust him for lying to the FBI. Still the big felony in all of this that nobody talks about from the very beginning was the leak of highly classified information when they leaked the phone call of the Russian ambassador talking to General Mike Flynn right before the inauguration. That was a felony. Nothing's ever been done about it. And people are sitting, like myself, are sitting there, hey, you want to go after people who were colluding with the Russians? Great. But let's first start with the felonies that we actually know that took place. And for some reason, nobody thinks that that's important to do. Nothing's been done, and it's absolutely outrageous.
I hope that's not true. I hope that they're, and again, you know, we were told a year ago, November, investigation into the investigation, and maybe this is the inspector general, and maybe what he's doing is he's sourcing this from leaks and looking at text and is being able to match those things together with the Michael Flynn leak that happened in January of 2017. No, I'm sorry, he was talking to him during the transition, so November, December of 2016. When Obama got complete control over the Department of Justice and the FBI, and who did that?
And I'm going to take a step back because, you know, we're getting a little bit of the curtain pulled back on how, say, just FISA works, but how the FBI and the intelligence community works. And I think the reason that curtain's being pulled back is because the parties very much disagree on their goal here. On, you know, what Donald Trump did, you know, they're running parallel investigations and they have different interests in this regard. But imagine if the parties had the same interest and there's this sort of alleged corruption going on at the highest levels of government. There would be no way for the public to know. And it's just the reason I'm saying this is because these programs are ripe for abuse, in my opinion, probably have been abused in the past that we don't know about, and will probably continue to be abused unless there are some major reforms. But right now, I'm just not. It stinks to high heaven. I mean, the whole
program. We haven't seen the evidence yet.
Yeah, the whole way this is operating, and I know it's classified for national security, but it just seems like a power that hasn't existed for very long in the executive branch's hands.
And if it's based on the integrity of the people that are giving the information, which is what it seems to be,
right,
then questioning the integrity of the people giving the information is exactly what needs to happen. Because if it failed because the people that gave the information didn't have integrity and they're weaponizing intelligence, then sending those people to jail would probably be the best thing to kind of clean this thing up and then probably put another hop in there that you've got someone that's oversight that is going to look at it and make sure something like this doesn't happen. But I'm telling you, folks, the only thing I can think of when he's putting all this out there is that they're doing the investigation, but when you're talking about, this is what you're talking about, high-ranking DOJ officials. It could be the Attorney General herself or himself, and that were involved in this, and you've got number twos in the FBI, number ones in the FBI, number two in the Department of Justice, and Yates, for example, Sally. Wait, yes. I keep calling her Sharon, and that Sharon's a local judge here. And this, I mean, you got to do a lot of grabbing to keep everybody kind of there where you can get them all in one shot. Because if you don't do that, you could really run into some problems, particularly in obstruction of justice. This thing is huge. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys, you want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Let's continue with Nunes. Now, Maria's going to bring up, other felonies have been committed. He cited the one on Flynn in the Laking, but she's going to kind of pose maybe there's some others.
There are more felonies that you can point to. I mean, the idea that Cheryl Mills got immunity after lying to the FBI and a number of other Clinton cronies getting immunity after actually lying to the FBI. The idea that two FBI agents, Peter Strzok and his lover, the lawyer Lisa Page, are saying, okay, he's winning. We need an insurance policy. What was the insurance policy? Creating all this nonsense and noise around a Russia probe and getting a special counsel involved? So the bottom line is, where are the charges? Who will we see get prosecuted as a result of this massive abuse of power, Congressman?
So what we can do, what can we do in our branch of government, in the legislative branch of government? We provide oversight, right? So we look at these agencies, we can investigate them, and at the end of the day, we can make criminal referrals, but criminal referrals only. We don't have people that can go out and arrest people and bring them down to the Capitol and hold them in the bowels of the Capitol. All we can do is make criminal referrals. So if DOJ and FBI are not going to prosecute what seem to be very clear cases like with Christopher Steele lying to them, or if they're not going to investigate clear felonies like the leak of very highly sensitive classified information in terms of phone calls that were intercepted, if they're not going to go after those, at some point the buck's going to have to stop with someone, and we will continue our investigation. But I think ultimately it will be the American people who will put the pressure not only on Congress but the other branches of government to make sure that justice is served.
Now, remember that the conversation that Flynn had with the ambassador, there was nothing illegal about that. There's no collusion. He was an incoming NSA director, NSA advisor, and that would be a normal. Dick Allen did the exact same thing with for Ronald Reagan and would get things, kind of the ball rolling, so they would have connections. But what happened is they released that and dumped that information before he was sworn in. They still had the Department of Justice, so they leaked it. Now, the question is, an inspector general, are they going to pick something up in that interviews or texts and things like that? Remember that the interview took place on January the 24th, 4 days after the inaugural, that Strzok and one other agent interviews Flynn. Flynn's not found guilty of collusion. He is only charged with lying to the FBI. And then I think that one may be questioned because there was another agent there that didn't feel as strongly as Strzok, and it looks like Strzok has a vested interest in this. This may be his get-out-of-jail-free card. Let's go to the second part of the investigation, and that is the State Department.
your phase two of this investigation. You are investigating now the State Department. What went on?
So what we originally said is that we had an investigation into the State Department and how information was coming into the State Department and then getting to other agencies. Since we announced that just a little over a week ago, we've had numerous people that were the State Department at the time who have now come out and are spilling their guts. In fact, so much so, one of them actually wrote an op-ed as to why I was investigating him. It was published in the Washington Post, which I thought was a little bizarre because we hadn't even reached out to him yet. The only people that I know had reached out to him or had named that individual was Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley, who was also conducting an investigation. So names are beginning to spill out. Names that I think would ring a bell, like Cody Scheer and Sidney Lumenthal, who are known longtime Hillary Clinton advocates. This was actually before my time in Washington when they were up to a lot of shenanigans. But most of the people who have been around a long time know these characters. They know they're bad characters in terms of the types of things that they're willing to use against political adversaries. Somehow, what it appears like, if you believe the Washington Post editorial or op-ed, is that these cast of characters were putting information similar to the original Steele dossier, what appears to be in a different Steele dossier, if you believe them, which was attacking Trump, and feeding that into the FBI. And that's not all we're looking at. I'm glad that they came out and puked their guts out in the Washington Post. I like more people to do that.
Yeah.
But we are actually looking at additional challenges of information that went into the State Department and went to the FBI to be used against the Republican.
Okay, the last cut here is how high up does this go and what really is the collusion?
Congressman, how far up the chain does this go? Was Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton basically pulling the strings?
Well, we know that the Attorney General was briefed in the spring of 2016, so we know she was made aware. We know now by the people from the State Department who have said that John Kerry, Secretary Kerry, was briefed on the dossier. We know most of the news media was briefed on the dossier. So all of this was out there. Everybody, I think, but the Trump campaign and Republicans and the American people, everybody else outside of those three groups knew about the dossier and were actively trying to open investigations, start investigations to use this dirt to go after the other campaign.
Incredible. So we know that Hillary Clinton goes to run for president, and she's got the full weight and strength and power of the U.S. government behind her. Where FBI and other agencies are completely politicized to make sure she wins, and she still lost. This is just an extraordinary story.
And not only that, Maria, but I'd also add that the collusion is right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
Right? People, just because you hire a lawyer who hires a firm, who hires a former British spy to make contacts with Russians.
Yeah.
That means that you were colluding with the Russians.
Right. That's called collusion.
Okay?
Yeah. And collusion and corruption.
That's called
at
collusion.
The top of the FBI.
And nobody's looking at that.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, we're going to do it again tomorrow. We're going to keep doing it until I get it right. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I am going to keep doing it.